Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for everyone that has tuned into the show today. We have an interesting show topic on today, Tame That Tongue. Yes, the show topic today is Tame That Tongue. Whether some of us want to admit it or not, some of us have a tongue problem. Today we're going to talk about taming the tongue. Tame that tongue. That is our show topic on today, Taming the Tongue. Before we begin, let's just go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for every listener that is on the call today. We thank you, God, that the word will fall today, Father, on good ground. Lord, I thank you, God, for opening my ears that I may hear and my eyes that I may see, God. And when my mouth open, God, you see for me today, God, as I deliver this word, God, to your people that are tuned in all across the nation, God, and even those that are tuned in overseas, Father God. I pray, God, that your word will go, God, from nation to nation, country to country, city to city, state to state, Father, and that you will be glorified, God. We just give you all the praise and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. So today's topic, listeners, is Tame That Tongue. Yes, today's topic is Tame That Tongue. Do you have a tongue problem? I'm going to give you some scripture today. If you would go with me to the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 21st verse, it reads that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If I could follow that up with the scripture, I would use James 3:10. It says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not to be this way. Tame that tongue. Do you have a tongue problem? If I could talk to the leaders that are tuned in on this radio broadcast, the apostles, the bishops, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the pastors, yes, you leader, we have to really make sure that our tongue is tamed, because if our tongue is not tamed, we will end up hurting the people instead of helping the people. As it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What kind of fruit are you eating? Are you eating rotten fruit? Because you have no control, you have no power over your tongue. We have to be careful. Just because God give you something, it does not necessarily mean it's time for you to release it. I'm going to say that again. Just because God give you something, it does not mean that it's the time for you to release it. I love the book of Ecclesiastes where it says there's a time and a season for everything. Sometimes it's a time for you just to listen and write down what God is saying. Then there's a time for you to release what God is saying. You got to know and hear from God and make make sure that you're not just operating in your flesh, letting your mouth run like a water faucet, hurting people here, hurting people there, just because you want to sound right, just because you want to look good. And God is sick of those that would take the pulpit and use it to throw off on his children. The pulpit is not a place where you take care of your issues or your problems or your grudges, or where you're mad with someone, or where someone has shared something in confidence with you. The pulpit is not the place for you to use just to run off at the mouth. There has to be order. Their tongue has to be tamed. I don't know if some of you know it or not, but self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Such thing there is no law. Some of you are just out of control, just no self-control whatsoever. Time something come in your mind, you're releasing it out your mouth. You're not even thinking about what you're saying and the ramifications and the consequences that can happen because your tongue is not tamed. James 3 and 5 says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things, but behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Your tongue might be small in stature, but the damage it can do if your words are not seasoned with love, if your words are not seasoned with wisdom, if your words are not released at the appropriate and the right time, as it says in James 3 and 5, even though the tongue is little, but it boasts great things. What are you doing? How are you controlling your tongue? Psalms 141 and 3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips, especially to those, I'm talking now, especially to those that operate in the prophetic, that move in the apostolic. You have to be careful what you say at your mouth, because when you release things out your mouth, words are spirit and they travel. You can't just make idle conversation. You can't just say off the wall stuff. You have to be careful what you release out your mouth, even at home, dealing with your family, dealing with your children, dealing with your husband. You better be careful how you say stuff. You better be careful of what comes out your mouth because of the office and the gift you walk in. When you release something, your words are going to travel and they're going to become fruitful and manifest that which you have spoken. We got to be careful. We got to pray and ask God to set a guard over our mouth. I know sometimes people can get on your very last nerve. People can get on your everlasting nerve. People can push you so far. They can push you in a corner. They can be picking and throwing off on a slide. And your flesh want to rise up and your flesh want to get right back with them and be petty. I thank God that he delivered me from my tongue, because I used to get cut you left and right, up and down, just by speaking a few words, all with a smile on my face. But God had to tame my tongue. He had to season my tongue years ago. He had to tell me to be quiet when I wanted to speak. I had to learn to be quiet even when they hurt my feelings. I had to learn to be quiet even when they threw up on me. I had to learn to be quiet even when family hurt me, even when friends hurt me. I had to learn to be quiet and let the Lord fight my battle. God wants to give some of you the hush ministry. Yes, he wants to give some of you the hush ministry, meaning hush your mouth.
We doing all this talking, even if God was trying to give us some direction, even if God was trying to lead and guide us and direct our path, we couldn't hear him because we're always running off at the mouth. Just because you have the opportunity to speak doesn't always mean you should speak. Just because you have the opportunity to get on a microphone don't mean you should always get on the microphone. We need to practice like the word says, be slow to speak and quick to hear. James 1:19, it says, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. We talking too fast. We're talking too quick. We need to be slow to speak and quick to hear so that the Holy Ghost can season our words. Because if we just keep it real, men and women of God, in our flesh we can say some vile things. In our flesh we can say some hurtful things. In our flesh we can say some negative things. But God wants to season your words. He wants to tame your tongue. He wants to teach you how to hold it and when to fold it. You got to know when to hold it. You got to know when to fold it. You have to wait until God has released you at that appointed time to say what he's given you to say. Because at that time, if you speak it before time, it might hurt the person instead of helping the person. Everybody's not on a spiritual mature level where they're able to receive correction and rebuke. That's why God season our words. Then a time is when you are a prophet that God is going to use you to let it out. Straight, no chaser, real and relevant, radical and raw. But we have to know which way God is leading us. Psalm 17:3 says, you have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me and you find nothing. I have purpose that my mouth will not transgress. Radio land, have you purposed that your mouth will not transgress? Some of the most foul mouth people are people that are set up in the church looking all prim and proper, looking all heavy and deep, but the moment they open their mouth, they're transgressing with their mouth. They're talking about folks. They're gossiping about folks. They're jealous of folks. They're hating on folks. They're on the telephone running their mouth about people's business when they need to be worried about their own business. But if you look at them from the outside, it's a facade. It's fake. It's phony. It appears like everything is correct. It appears like everything is as it should be. Oh, but the heart, the heart. Oh, the heart isn't right. That's why every day when I wake, I pray to God, created me, oh God. Oh, my shenanigans, see. I pray every day, create in me, God, a clean heart, Father, and renew a right spirit in me. Don't let me run my mouth and run someone away from you, God, when I'm supposed to be drawing them near you. You got to be careful what you say, even when you're out witnessing to people that are not even saved, even though you can come with a hard rebuke because of their lifestyle or because they're not living how they're supposed to live. But you got to know as a man and woman of God that love is the greatest commandment. We got to love them. We got to love them. You catch the fish and you let God clean the fish. But too many of us are trying to do God's job. We're out there trying to catch the fish and gut the fish and clean the fish and fry the fish and serve the fish when God just told us to catch them and he'll do the cleaning. He'll do the work. We got to be careful with our tongue. Oh, my shakarabosia. Proverbs 21:23 says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from trouble. You got to guard your mouth. Sometimes I have to just turn my head because I say, God, I'm not going to speak in my flesh and be in trouble with you. I want to say a lot of things. I want to clap back at a lot of folks. Some days I want to tell folks a piece of my mind. They don't know who they're messing with. But God will help me to be quiet and just begin to pray. See, a mature Christian, knows how to hush their mouth. A mature Christian knows how not to react. There's too much reacting going on. And you say you mature. You say you're this title. You say you're this, but your fruit is not lining up with what you're proclaiming to be. If you're going to carry the title, let your life line up with what you say you are. Because people know you by your fruit. You can't say you are apple tree and you got oranges growing on the tree. You can't be an orange tree and grapevines are dripping from the tree. You got the cold black, black, and a white, white. It is what it is. So what kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of fruit are you bearing? How do people know you? What kind of fruit are you bearing? Are you somebody that just flip off at the mouth? That's a dangerous person that just flip off at the mouth without any regard to what they're saying. Just flipping off at the mouth. A dangerous person is a person that just like to hear themselves speak, not necessarily speaking about anything of any significance, but they just running off at the mouth. Just because you doing all that talking, it don't make you deep. If you always running your mouth, when are you getting divine instruction from God? When are you praying? If you always running your mouth, when are you on your knees calling out to God? When are you listening if you're always talking? Proverbs 18:7 says, a fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A fool's mouth is his ruin. Don't be ruined by your mouth, Radio Land. You got to tame that tongue. You got to get a handle on that tongue. You got to know when to release it. You got to know when not to release it. You got to know when to speak. You got to know when not to speak. If you have a problem, I like to call it a tongue problem. If you have a tongue problem, Jesus is able to deliver you. He's able to let the fruits of the Spirit be manifested in your life, so there will be no strange fruit swinging from your tree. You will have the fruit of self-control, because God is opening major doors for his men and women in this hour. But no one is going to give you a platform if you don't know how to tame your tongue. Time out for people hurting folks from behind the pulpit. Time out for the pulpit being your little old petty station where you flip off at the mouth. But you got to learn how to tame your tongue. The Holy Ghost, oh my shot, I don't almost see. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. He want to lead and guide you into all truth. He want to teach you when to open your mouth and when to be quiet. So many marriages are in trouble today because you don't know how to hold it and when to fold it, because you don't know when to speak and when not to speak. You got to know when to be quiet. You might be right, but there's a time and a place for everything. Just because you're right, listen to me, Radio Land, There have been many situations where I knew I was right, but God had me to be quiet. Because sometimes you can be right, and no matter how right you are, the opposing party is never going to receive what you're saying. The opposing party is never going to agree with you. The opposing party might not never give you an amen. So you got to learn to why waste your energy flipping off at the mouth to someone who can never comprehend what you're trying to bring out. In some cases, it's a lost cause. If God don't open up their ears and mind to understanding, you can beat yourself down to the ground, wear yourself out trying to state your case, and they're never still going to acknowledge or comprehend or understand what you are saying. A tame tongue. Us mature Christians. We got to set an example for the babes in Christ. We got to set an example for the new converts. We got to set an example for those that are watching us to see how we handle situations. Because believe me, Radio Land, some of you that are listening today, women and men, you are the only church that some people are going to ever see. Some of them ain't going to never go to church. But they're going to watch you because you proclaiming the name of Christ, because you're saying you're the prophet, you're the pastor, you're the apostle, you're the evangelist, you're the teacher. So they watching you. They watching you, especially if you so deep and holy on Sunday, shouting and praising God. And on Wednesday, you deep in Bible study. But time you get out of church, they see you in a grocery store. You running off at the mouth. You talking about folks. You bite-biting. They're watching you. Your life is on display when you name the name of Christ. Your life is on display. When you're at work or in the office or in a manufacturing plant, you got Jesus pins on, Jesus t-shirts. You inviting people to church. You don't even know how to have a natural conversation because everything that come out your mouth is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So they're like, okay, I'm checking this person out. They say they say, but I'm looking at the lifestyle. I'm listening to the conversation that they're having in the break room. They're not living or talking the way they proclaim that they are. So people are watching you. Your family is watching you. I can't speak for no one else's family, but I can speak for mine. My two unsaved sisters, they'll tell you, oh, Tamika saved for real. Because they know me. Even when I'm not in a pulpit or I'm not preaching on a broadcast or I'm not preaching on TV, when I'm just with my family just kicking it at a barbecue, I still display the characteristics of Christ. I'm still going to not let anything just come out my mouth because they're watching me. The enemy is watching you. He's waiting on that chance to pounce and run back to God and say, see that God? See them? He's continually accusing us. He is an accuser of the brethren. So why give the enemy ammunition to work with? Pray every day that that flesh is crucified, that that tongue gets tamed. Every day, pray that your flesh is mortified, that every day that you will begin to look more and more like Jesus, that they won't see you, but they will see the Jesus in you. It is a It's an ongoing process. An ongoing process. That's why I don't talk on the phone or just be on the phone with folks for hours upon hours. Because I'm a talker. I like to talk. But I'm not going to open a door for the enemy to get me released. Where I just sit there and begin popping off at the mouth about idle stuff. So I limit my phone time. I don't hang up on the phone. I don't be on the phone. I call and say what I got to say or arrange what I need to arrange or pray, and then I'm off the phone. We got to stop being idle men and women of God. Our words carry weight. Stop calling your children everything. Stop saying what your children ain't going to be or what they can't do. Stop saying your children just like they daddy or just like they mama. Stop saying that they ain't going to never have nothing because you ain't never have nothing. We got to learn how to tame our tongue. We're speaking curses on our families. We got to begin to speak generational blessings. You have to be careful what you're letting come out of your mouth. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? We got to speak what the words say. We got to declare what the words say. We got to pray what the words say. We got to use our tongue for good instead of evil. You use your tongue and declare that you're above only, not beneath. That you're the head and not the tail. That you're the lender and not the borrower. That you're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed when you come. You're blessed when you go. You got to use your tongue and declare and decree what the word of God is saying. So let's get our tongue tamed. You know how people say they're going to get on an exercise plan for 30 days. I'm going to exercise and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Go on a 30-day plan of taming your tongue. Go on a 30-day plan where you pray, God, I'm not going to speak idle words. I'm not going to release idle words into the atmosphere. I'm not going to declare, oh, I'm sick, or oh, I'm tired, or oh, I'm broke, or oh, nothing never good going to happen to me. No, we rebuke all of that. We're not going to use our tongue to give fuel to the enemy. We'll begin to use your tongue and say what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak what the word says with my tongue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just bless your name today, God. We just thank you. We thank you, God, for those, God, that you are processing. We thank you for those that you're developing. We thank you for those that you're making, God. Make them into be strong men and women of God that will begin to use their tongue, yes, that little member, that they will begin to use that tongue to pray, to prophesy, that they will use that tongue to declare and decree what your word says, God. We just bless your name, God. We pray, God, that you will help all of us in all our areas of shortcomings or in areas where we need to do better. Forgive us, God, for our sins. Don't be afraid to repent. I repent every day, all day, all throughout the day. The omission and commission of sin, of stuff I'm not even aware that I did. I'm just repenting to make sure that all bases are covered. Don't continue in sin. When something has been identified that you're doing wrong, that's when you need to make it right. So at the end of this broadcast now, we're going to make the affirmation that our tongue will be tamed. Yes, Lord. Our tongue will be tamed. I love you all so much. Thank you to everyone that was tuned in today. I see it's a lot of y'all on here tuned in, not to mention those that are listening via the website or via Facebook. Amen. Bless God for you. If you would like to partner with Tamiko Stewart International Ministries, you can do so by giving via PayPal email address, give@TamikoStewart.com, or you can call the ministry office in Chicago, 312-912-2036, to sow a seed or make a donation. So until next Saturday, I love you all to life, and remember that quitting is not
an option. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.